Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Tuesday. The president was on the road yesterday in North Carolina. And I got to tell you, I love watching these speeches, and I watched the whole thing. And it was absolutely incredible. The president was at his best. He hit all the right notes. We'll let you hear a bunch of his speech in this hour. Coming up next hour, Paul Enos will join us from the Nevada Trucking Association. Did you know that? No, this is a big week for truckers all across the state. It's National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. And truckers across the state of Nevada are in for some real treats. We'll talk about that with him coming up just after 10 o'clock. We'll get an update on Raiders Stadium, better known as Allegiant Stadium, from Tommy White, Labor's Union Local 872 Business Manager. He'll join us in studio. Michael Schaus, in our 11 o'clock hour, will join us from NPRI. They've got a big gala coming up. We'll tell you more about that as we go along. I want to begin with the president. In fact, really, before we go there, I want to begin with Brad Parscale. He is the Trump campaign manager and was on with Laura Ingraham last night. And with a claim that Nevada, according to their polls, their numbers, their modeling, Nevada is still very much in play for the president. And they view Nevada as critically important to their strategy. Here was Brad Parscale. This is cut two, by the way. Brad Parscale last night with Laura Ingraham.
Let's talk about what else is happening. Is the Democrats' plan to flip a number of states? I mean, look, everybody wants to flip states to their column. That's how you win. I want to play something that was said recently about this plan. Watch.
How many do you think you can reasonably flip?
Six. And you know what? We're coming at you, Texas. We dubbed the word Texitus, and I think it's genius. I love it. They've got an issue on their hands.
I have friends in Texas who are not thinking it's going to be a cakewalk in Texas. If it's not a cakewalk in Texas, what does that say about the rest of the country?
Look, I think there's all elections all over the country that are always tough. Look, I think there's some voter registration and other things happening out there in Texas I'm hearing about. I think it's great. I still think Texas is clearly in the win column for the president. I think there's a couple seats that are going to come back. I think Cornyn pulls off the Senate again. I don't think Texas is in play in 2020. I think the left, this is something they want to hear. I think this is, helps them fundraise. Some other things you played earlier tonight, the I word, it helps them fundraise. You know, they want to have some kind of momentum because right now all they have is hatred for my boss. They have nothing else to run on. So they're trying to say, hey, there's something occurring.
What candidate concerns you the most?
Look, we get prepared for all the candidates. It's not like I designate one. Right now, the game plan is to build out a large operation across the country. And I think that we're showing that. Look, we're going to have 2 million trained volunteers. That's multiples of what we had in 2016. There are states where last time our budget was $30,000 and our budget this time could be $20, $30 million.
And what states?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into that because I don't want the Democrats to know what states we're going to. But we're expanding that map. Minnesota's in play now. New Hampshire's in play. Nevada's in play. You know, New Mexico, we're going to be in Mexico.
What about New Mexico? I know people are like, why are you talking about New Mexico? And I'm going to talk about North Carolina in a second. But New Mexico, I'm hearing from a lot of people that the illegal immigration issue there among Latinos is incredibly motivating because they don't want it.
And our fight against China and what's going on, the tariffs, they love that issue. They know that the president's fighting for them and their jobs and their economic futures. As well as that, they actually see what happens with illegal immigration in their states. And I think the president's going to win there. In every poll and everything I've done, we continue to climb that state. And so the president's going to be out there next week in Albuquerque, and he's going to give that message directly to the people.
Women voters, everyone's saying the suburban women, you got to get suburban women back. Can you get them back?
Yes, I think, look, when this actually becomes a binary race, when it comes to their policies against ours, I say this all the time, women don't, and mothers in this country do not want their children in breadlines like getting medical care. You know, when they actually have to make the choices of the future of their kids, it's really easy right now when it's, you know, 20 out there and they just say, oh yeah, this there. But when they actually have to make that choice, I think it's going to be clear they're going to see the president's policies and how they're winning. The lowest unemployment they've ever had.
Amen to that.
Amen to that. The president hit on all the right notes. He was in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Let's go to cut three, because the president claims that Democrats are standing in the way of protecting our borders, and he's spot on. I mean, this is going to be going forward to November of 2020. This is you're going to hear this message a lot. Here it is.
Last year, we saw the first nationwide decline in drug overdose deaths in nearly 31 years. And at the center of the American drug crisis is the border crisis. Criminal cartels smuggle vast quantities of lethal narcotics across our southern border, including heroin, meth, cocaine, and fentanyl. 100,000 people a year die from what comes across our southern border, and we can't get the Democrats to help us in sealing it even tighter. We got to get them. We got to get them.
Good. God, he is fabulous.
He was absolutely brilliant. We're going to take a quick break. More from the president in Fayetteville. This is red meat stuff. If you love the president, you're going to love the next 45 minutes of this program, because much of it's going to be devoted to the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. If you don't like the president, if you don't support the president, you might learn something, okay? You might learn something. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Dr. Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic is with us. How does managing pain through chiropractic care differ from medical care?
The difference is we use our hands, we manipulate the spine, which means just introducing motion to segments that aren't moving correctly, doing some manual massage techniques to the muscles to help those relax. Other than muscle pain, there's very, very few side effects. So combining that with our exercise that we prescribe people when they go home, that's kind of the approach that we take. It's a little bit different than maybe anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxants and pain medications.
If you're tired of hurting, tired of pills, tired of the whole mess, give the folks a call. Dr. Jeffrey and Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, 775-289-6800. By the way, they're now over one day a week over in Eureka. So if you have friends in Eureka, tell them to give them a call. 775-289-6800, 775-289-6800.
Listening to the radio.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875. Or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time.
Radio gets results.
Radio.
Radio gets results. That's radio.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Nevada Talk Net. Or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Bill Clinton. Nice guy. Got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein. A lot of problems.
I should have owned up.
Speaking of in trouble, John Bolton apparently is in trouble because, believe it or not, he has been fired. The president fired his national security advisor, John Bolton, saying, quote, "I disagreed strongly with many of his suggestions." I don't know what this means. I don't know who will replace John Bolton, but be listening. Both the bottom and the top of the hour, we'll have continuing coverage of this major deal. And I thought they were, I thought they were in agreement, but apparently they're not in agreement, which is sad. Hey, you know, for years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of real water. I also love the convenience and the cost savings of their home delivery service. Well, Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, your tea, or your juice. Now, to learn more, just go to kevinwallradio.com. That's my website. That's kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, any place, regardless of whether where you live there is a Real Water distributor. You can now get Real Water anytime, any place, on the go. Check it out again, kevinwallradio.com. Okay, I want to go back to the president. And he was brilliant last night. And they had a big crowd, not as big as they wanted, because they couldn't find a building in district because they got two special elections coming up today. And one of the things the president talked about was the 2020 reelect campaign actually begins today with these two special elections in North Carolina. Here is the president.
For years, you watched as your politicians apologized for America. Now you have a president who is standing up for America, and we are standing up for the people of North Carolina. You must never forget that the 2020 election is about one thing, you. It's true. Not about me, it's about you. It's about your family, your future, and the fate of your country. That's what we did in 2016. They came from the hills and the valleys. They came from the cities. They came from all over the place. And people were saying, these fakers back there, they were saying, what the hell is happening? But I knew it was going to happen, because we'd go out and we'd see these rallies, the likes of which nobody has ever seen before, ever, ever, ever in politics. Ever in politics, a vote for any Democrat in 2020 and a vote for any Democrat tomorrow in North Carolina is a vote for the rise of radical socialism and the destruction of the American dream. We are entering this campaign with the best record, the best results, the best agenda, and the only positive vision for the people of North Carolina. And I've said it, and I say it loudly and proudly, I don't believe there's been any president or any administration that has done more in 2.5 years than we have as a group, than we have. I don't believe so. When you add it all up, nobody's done what we have. Our first task is a giant victory. Tomorrow, right here in the great state of North Carolina, with your support, tomorrow, we take the first steps to firing Speaker Pelosi and winning back the House in 2020. We need everybody to get your friends, get your family, get your neighbors, and get out and vote for Dan Bishop. And get out and vote for Greg Murphy. You got to get out tomorrow and vote.
I just love that. You're going to hear that theme a lot. One of the things I like in particular is when the president talks about his core values. You know, it's one thing to just do policy points, but what do you actually believe in? And that's what it's sometimes hard to get candidates to talk about. But not this president, not this candidate. Let's go to cut 8, because the president talked about his core values, the core values that he governs by. Here again, the president, Fayetteville, North Carolina, last night.
We will defend privacy, free speech, free assembly, religious liberty, and the right to keep and bear arms. Above all, we will never stop fighting for the values that bind us together as one America. We'll be one united nation. We support, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. We stand with the incredible heroes of law enforcement. Thank you, law enforcement. We believe in the dignity of work and the sanctity of life. We believe that faith and family, not government and bureaucracy, are the true American way, like you. We believe that children should be taught to love our country, honor our history, and to always respect our great American flag. And we will live by the words of our national motto, "In God we trust." It'll stay there.
Um, This is what the president said, quote, whoops, can you put that back up, please? I just lost it. I lost the message. Well, hang on 1 second. No. Okay, well, whatever. But apparently he informed John Bolton that he was fired last night. Don't know what the issues are, but he said that basically we disagreed on a number of issues. Sorry to hear that for John Bolton. By the way, John Bolton has been on this show many times. My guess is he'll now start being on our show again. Because I'm guessing he will write a book, as they all do. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, or your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Coming up, more on the president's visit to North Carolina. One of the things he brought up, and again, evangelicals were in the crowd, and he spoke directly to evangelicals and talked about an issue that I think is going to be front and center, because this is where a lot of you live, and that is talking about abortion. Abortion on demand, third-term abortion, even fourth-term abortion. The governor of Virginia talking about, well, we'll take the baby from the womb, keep it warm, and then the doctor and the mom will decide what to do with it, whether to execute it or not. Yeah. We'll let you hear what the president said last night about abortion, because I happen to believe, and I think he shares this view, that abortion will be on the ballot in 2020. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Tuesday. Live, local, now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, it's me. You know, your tummy. Sorry to interrupt your listening pleasure, but I've been trying to get your attention for the past half hour. I am hungry. Let's go to Taco Time. They got a sweet pork recipe to die for. Tender pork carnitas slow roasted to juicy perfection in a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl. Sweet, right? So what you say? Can we go? Huh? Can we?
Listen to your tummy. Get a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House and Senate Democrats are set to meet with President Trump this afternoon to discuss the agenda moving forward. One of the things discussed will be gun control. Republican Congressman from California Kevin McCarthy is the House Minority Leader. He says if something's done on gun control, it needs to actually do something.
Where can we produce legislation
that makes sure it doesn't happen. Not for the sake of legislation that still allows something to go forward, but what is the problem here and why can't we solve it?
The median U.S. household income reached a record high of just over $63,000 in 2018. That's according to data that was released on Tuesday by the Census Bureau. The Bureau also says the official poverty rate reached its lowest level since 2001, dropping to a rate of 11.8%. Since 2014, there's been a steady decline in people that are living below the poverty level. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Woo! So good to have you with us. It's Tuesday. It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Paul Enos will join us. Great guy and the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. He's going to be with us in studio. Guess what this is? Did you know that? National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. And so make sure if you run into, I don't mean that literally, but figuratively, if you run into truck drivers across our state this week, give them an attaboy, an attagirl, because they do a great job in moving stuff around our state, stuff we need. This hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's light InsureYourLiberty.com. I want you to hear from the president. This is something I think that is going to be out there for much of the 2020 reelect campaign. The president was in Fayetteville, North Carolina last night. Oh, and by the way, let me just give you, I'm going to essentially divert a little bit. This is what the president said in a tweet today. I informed John Bolton last night that his services are no longer needed at the White House. I disagreed strongly with many of his suggestions, as did others in the administration. And therefore, I asked John for his resignation, which was given to me this morning. I thank John very much for his service. I will be naming a new national security advisor next week. So, by the way, the tweet came just 1 hour after the White House press office said that Bolton was scheduled to appear at a Tuesday press briefing alongside Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. So this was a little sudden, but apparently this was something the president wanted to do. I want to go back to Cut 5 because this is something that's going to come up a lot. This is the issue of abortion. And again, consider where this was. This was in North Carolina, a lot of evangelicals in the crowd. And the issue of abortion did come up. This is Cut 5, the president last night in North Carolina.
Virtually every top Democrat also now supports late-term abortion. Ripping babies straight from the mother's womb right up to the moment of birth. And if you look at Virginia, the governor of Virginia, he was even talking about, essentially you would say, an execution. He was talking, after the baby is born, the doctor will talk to the mother and they'll make a decision as to whether or not that baby lives. This is a radical Democrat idea. And that's why I've asked Congress to prohibit extreme late-term abortion, because Republicans believe that every child is a sacred gift from God. Democrats are now the party of high taxes, high crime, open borders, late-term abortion, and socialism. They're socialists. The Republican Party is the party of the American worker, the American family, and the American dream. Every day we're making good on the motto, promises made, promises kept. In fact, we are keeping even more promises by far than we made or than we promised. So many more.
So there you have it. The president, an issue that's going to come up on the campaign trail a lot once we get past the primaries, when this becomes Trump versus somebody, Pocahontas or Sleepy Joe or whoever it is. This is an issue that I think will help decide the election. I think it will help decide the election in the favor of our president. I really honestly believe that. Another issue that is going to be talked about a lot, it was an issue that the Democrats used to their advantage in 2018 in the midterms, and that is the issue of health care. And the president last night, this is Cut 4, the president touched on this numerous times during his speech in Fayetteville, North Carolina. This was purely a rally speech. This was not a policy speech. This was a rally speech. And here's the president again last night in North Carolina.
The Democrat Party has never been farther outside of the mainstream. Every major Democrat running for president supports a massive government takeover of health care that would raid Medicare, force private doctors out of medicine, and lead to the rationing of life-saving treatments. And you know, they're going to take away your private health care, your private insurance. 180 million people will lose with what they want to do. It's a disaster. You know, it's like, did you ever really sort of feel where you don't even have to treat people nicely? You don't have any choice. You have to vote for me. I can leave right now. I can say, North Carolina, I've had it with you. I'm leaving right now. And you know what? You got to go out and vote. What are you going to do? Put one of these crazy people running our country again? But it's never been so far left. I told the story the other day about a businessman I saw, one of the biggest in the country. You'd probably know his name, one of the biggest. He's hated me for 20 years, and I've hated him also. Okay? Now, they're going to go out tomorrow, breaking news. Donald Trump hates people. You're sort of right about that. I never liked this guy. And I see him in the White House. And I say, what are you doing here? And he goes, Mr. President. See, now he calls me Mr. President. He used to call me something else. Mr. President, I'm fighting for your victory. I said, you got to be kidding. He goes, honestly, you're doing a great job. But also, if this radical left gets in, they're going to take away everything and they're going to destroy our country. And for the first time, I like this guy. My administration is defending your right to choose the plan and the doctor that is best for you. Remember President Obama? 28 times. Remember, 28 times they counted them, and there's much more than that, I would imagine, that you can choose your plan, you can choose your doctor. It didn't work out that way, did it? Obamacare. And we're keeping Obamacare alive. We got rid of the individual mandate, the worst part of Obamacare. We're keeping it and running it as well as it can, but the premiums are too high. The deductibles are through the roof. It's ridiculous. And we're coming up with Lindsey Graham and all of the folks. We're coming up with a great health care plan that if we take back the House, that's why Dan and Greg, if we take back the House, if we keep the Senate, maybe even increase it a little bit, wouldn't be bad. And on the assumption we keep the presidency, you're going to have great health care.
I love that. The president last night was at his very best in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Stick around. We'll let you know how the president wrapped up his speech, and he always does it with a flourish. You ever notice that? He knows how to close out a speech and leave people wanting more. Nah, he does. But I thought that last clip was not only informative, but it was funny, entertaining. It was great. I mean, it was great stuff. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Tuesday. It is live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Are you ready to make the West great again? For too long, the heavy hand of government and the terrible policies of the left have destroyed the lives of Californians, and now the left has zeroed in on Arizona, Colorado, Nevada, and the other western states that once elected the great Ronald Reagan. Join us for the inaugural CPAC West this Friday at the Grand Sierra Resort and Casino to hear from Matt Schlapp, Candace Owens, Adam Laxalt, Mick Mulvaney, Ryan Zinke, and many more. And be sure to stick around for the 5th annual Basque Fry on Saturday. This event brought to you by the American Conservative Union and the Morning in Nevada PAC. Visit conservative.org/events. That's conservative.org/events to register for this historic event. And if you can't make it, be sure to tune in right here on the Nevada Talk Network Saturday afternoon from 11 until 3 for a live broadcast from the Basque Fry hosted by Kevin Wall. That's right here on the Nevada Talk Network. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I'm a scat man.
So good to have you with us. It is Tuesday. John Bolton, out of a job, national security advisor. We'll have details coming up top of the hour. John Roberts was one of the first to report on this this morning at the White House. He is the senior White House correspondent for Fox News. Check this out.
John Bolton was quickly falling into disfavor among some very significant players here at the White House, most recently because of his disagreement with the president over having the Taliban at Camp David and B, the overall peace plan for Camp David. Sources who are familiar with the conversations that Bolton had with the president about all of this said that he did not agree with bringing the Taliban to Camp David, didn't think that was a good idea. Also wanted to see U.S. forces drawn down to 8,600 and then stabilize there, but not go beyond that. We also know that Bolton has been at odds with the president on occasion over North Korea. Certainly, Bolton is a hawk on Iran, and he and the president were pretty much aligned on that front. But there were certain areas where Bolton had run afoul of the president in a way that the president eventually became tired of and decided that his services were no longer required. Again, this has been building over the course of several months, but it's just been in recent days that this thing really has taken on a terrific amount of momentum. And the way that people inside the White House, who were in very high positions, were talking about him. You knew that he was likely on his way out the door soon. A little bit of a surprise that it happened this quickly, but not a surprise that the president tweeted that he asked for his resignation last night.
Fox News chief White House correspondent John Roberts just minutes ago on the Fox News Channel reporting that that John Bolton is out as national security advisor. Now, last night, isn't it weird, though, that the president's up early after traveling last night back from North Carolina? And he's in the office bright and early and firing people and hiring people. I find that amazing. Now, I want you to hear how the president ended the speech last night in North Carolina. It was on a very, very patriotic note. This is Cut 7, the president last night in Fayetteville.
We stand on the shoulders of American patriots who crossed the oceans, settled the continent, tamed the wilderness, revolutionized industry, pioneered science, won two world wars, defeated fascism and communism, put a man on the moon, and built the most exceptional country in the history of the world. We are great Americans, and the future belongs to us. The future belongs to you. With your help, your devotion, and your drive, we are going to keep on working. We are going to keep on fighting. I'd like to fight a little bit less, but these people, they just don't stop. They just keep coming at you in waves. They are, unfortunately, not the best people. And we are going to keep on winning, winning, winning. We're going to keep on winning. We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. America is thriving like never before. We may have right now the greatest economy in the history of our nation. And ladies and gentlemen of North Carolina, the best is yet to come. Together, we will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We're doing it. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, North Carolina. Thank you.
I love rallies that close with the Rolling Stones. There is something wonderful about that. Anyway,
God, he is fabulous.
He was fabulous last night. He really, honestly was. And I don't know. When you get a chance, go to YouTube and the White House channel, and they'll have all these speeches, and just take one of them, and sit down for about an hour and 20 minutes, hour and 30 minutes sometimes. And just listen to the president. I think it's incredible. I want you to hear from Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney, the daughter of the former vice president, Dick Cheney. And I want you to listen. She has now become a member of leadership in the House of Representatives. In the minority, of course. She is a congressman from Wyoming and was on with Bret Baier last night. Because there is a growing feeling within the Republican Party that somehow, some way, we have lost our way relative to debt, the national deficit. We have just, with the last budget deal, added $2 trillion worth of debt. Okay, that's not good. Now you can say, is it tantamount to 10 years from now, 11 years from now? the world will cease to function because of global warming. No, I don't think so. But Liz Cheney took a tough question from Brett Baer on Special Report and said that the GOP is serious about debt and the deficits.
The Congressional Budget Office just came out. The federal budget deficit has topped $1 trillion in the first 11 months of FY 2019. That's $168 billion more than last time this time. October 1st is the new fiscal year. Has the Republican Party lost all of its fiscal concern about deficit and debt?
No, we're very concerned about it. I think it's a huge issue. I think there are two huge issues really that face this nation. One is the national security set of threats, and one is the debt. And I think that in order for us to be able to deal with the debt, we have to recognize 72%, 73% of the spending every year is mandatory spending. It's on autopilot. And because of this thing called the Budget Control Act, which is misnamed, the Democrats demand increased domestic spending whenever we want to do anything like the president has done and committed to do, increased defense spending. I think we need to repeal that. And I think we need to have a very firm focus on, in a bipartisan manner with leadership from the White House, how we're going to deal with the debt and the deficit, because these are ticking time bombs for the nation.
She has become a voice of reason within the Republican Party, which I think is kind of neat, because she's also a part of leadership in the House of Representatives, and that's very cool. One of the things we're going to get to in our next hour, it's something I know that we all I've taken it for granted for a long, long time. When you're driving the interstates and you see truckers out, they become a fixture. And I think a lot of people, myself included, over the years, have kind of taken them for granted. I'm glad that we are in the midst of National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. Paul Enos will join us, the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. And we'll find out what they're doing to show their appreciation. This is going to be very, very cool. We're going to talk about, and by the way, who are these people that drive our produce, that drive goods from point A to point B, so that they're there in our grocery stores and our big box store? We're going to find out. Paul Enos joined us, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now.